Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ree Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, quotes, insights, debates, and lessons covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, there's this quote from a book by Lorraine Santoli, Inside the Disney Marketing Machine. She worked for Disney. And this is a fascinating part of what she writes. So a 1958 Wall Street Journal article, quote, put Walt's theory into words. Disney sustains value-creating growth by developing an unrivaled capability in family-friendly animated and live-action films, and then assembling other entertainment assets that support and draw value from the characters and images in those films, close quote. I refocus your attention here, right? This was written in the Wall Street Journal in 1958. This is exactly the model that the Walt Disney Company operates under today, which is really amazing. But it's a model that, it's more like a part of your mission or your goals or your culture, perhaps. I'm not quite sure where it exactly fits in that. But, you know, if you take a business model and you institute it in the 1950s, let's say, and that's where this comes from, right? Because what, especially writing in 1958 on the heels of Disneyland opening, you can, and Walt coming to television after the movie stuff for so many years, you can see how this emerged. But the fact that it's still around today is just crazy. But so a business model that you put together in 1958, very few of those are going to hold up in 2024. But this one does, right? It makes sense in terms of, you know, they still love using the word synergy at Disney, and also you might think of it as cross marketing and so on. But whatever term you want to put on it, it makes sense how one area feeds the other, and then that gets fed back, right? So look at what, you know, go see a Star Wars movie, a Marvel movie, and then go to the parks and see what's going on there, and then go over to Disney streaming and see what's Disney Plus, see what's going on there. You get the idea. It is all very much linked together. So it's amazing how long this Disney formula or model has been around, and it still works, or it can work, right? Now that's the other part of it. If you fall down on any part of this, right, if you start making crummy movies, well, that's going to hurt you in terms of your parks and other areas, right? Merchandise, that's another big area that I failed to mention. If you produce something that's great in terms of in the movie theater or on Disney Plus, and then the follow-through, there's no follow-through in terms of the parks or the merchandise. That's missed opportunities and a failure to build up such a support among certain generations that it carries you forward. So there's a lot here that can go wrong, but man, there's a lot that can go right if you get it all correct. And there aren't many companies with the size and the scope that this makes sense for. But let me say this. It can on a certain level, right? You bring it down to somebody like me, an author. Let's say you write fiction and your fiction starts to get popular. You can start thinking about how those stories can tie into other things, right? Merchandise, whether there are, you know, streaming opportunities, movie opportunities. So again, the model works. You just really have to have the quality foundation for it to work. That's something that the Disney Company has shown over the years, and there are times where the company has excelled, and I would say the majority of time it has, and there are times where the company has fallen short on those. So there are a lot of lessons here to be learned about the execution of this as well from the Disney Company. Hey, thanks for listening. support the Daily Dose of Disney with Ree Keating podcast at thebuzzsprout.com, link in the show notes. Subscribe at the $8 or $10 level. And get the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution, for free. That's pretty good value. Remain a supporter and you'll get a free book by me every 6 months going forward. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. By the way, you can simply order the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution, at raykeatingbooksandmore.com. You get more information about that planner over there. And if you order that or any of my novels, other nonfiction books, I'll sign them and mail them right out. I hope you find value in some of this, in all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.